There's an old saddle that belonged to my husband that's over here in this museum. It has our brand on the back. We had a...
What was your brand?
Well, they used to call it a flying S or a reversed S. It was like a capital S, see, a capital S. How does that? I can't even think how you make an S. Like this, that would be the right way, wouldn't it?
Uh-huh.
Well, this was just reverse this way. And then it had a little deal that come out here and here. Then they called it a flying S or reverse. But anyway, but that's my grandson wants that because that was his granddad's saddle. Someday he'll pick it up. But
and what about
I have a pair of spurs in hanging in there on an old fashioned telephone that we used to ring to, you know, that we had at the ranch years ago in that room there.
That's
that
great.
Was my husband.
What was the thing that a cowboy
a lariat or lasso?
Is that the same thing? All those are the same thing?
Yeah, a rope. You mean the rope that they'd spin around that they caught the animal with? Yeah, a lasso or a lariat rope.
Uh-huh. Okay. So you would use all of those terms?
We had they all used all those things. Yeah, you always used those when you worked with cattle.
But is a lasso different than a lariat?
Well, a lariat rope was a rope that you could use for roping with, and then a lasso, when you got ready to catch something, you had a lasso that had a loop in one end, and you put your rope through that, the main rope, and you had this big long loop separate, and then you'd wind up your rope, maybe the rest of it here, and hold it on your hand and in your saddle so you had it, but you would swing that lasso, as you call it, and throw it, and that's what you caught the animal, if you were lucky enough to catch him, around the neck over the horns. And then you'd pull that up, you know, before he could get away. You'd pull, jerk your rope up. That was a lariat or a lasso, I mean, or whatever you call them, that they use like in rodeos, as far as I know.
What would they call that piece of rope that they'd tie the calf's legs with?
Well, let's see. Oh, they had little ropes that they use now in rodeos. They call them pigging strings, I think.
That's what they call them?
Yeah, I think that's what they call them, because my son-in-law is a great rodeo. He's having hip surgery in Billings today.
Because of that?
Well, he's had injuries through his life, and he's always been such a rodeo person. My granddaughter was here yesterday on her way to Billings. That's her father.
Now, what would you call that small piece of farm... something that you could carry soil in or manure in that has you could push it and has two handles.
Oh, a wheelbarrow?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Do you ever have any of those?
Well, we used to have wheelbarrow. I'm sure people used to have them. But they used to have, if they wanted to scatter much manure, they had what they call manure spreaders. And that was what we had those days. They probably got modern. I wonder what they have nowadays. But it was something that you'd, if you had a manure spreader, it was something like a box, like a wagon box, and it had some kind of you'd drive around, and there was some kind of a mechanism, something in there that this would kind of stir and then scatter it around. Otherwise, if you just took it out in a wagon, you'd just have to throw it out with a fork and pitch it out, you know, and around. Yeah, it was hard work, and you couldn't do it as even.
What would, if you were to buy seeds or grain, what would they come in?
Grain?
Uh-huh.
If you'd buy it?
Would it come in sacks?
Sacks, I suppose.
And what did those have any sort of name?
Well, bags, a sack or a bag. They used to have what's called a seamless bag. In fact, I still have one here. They're real heavy. Tight woven, well, it's cloth, you know, and they call them, let's see, what did they call them? Well, and they were even called a Bemis bag.